Hello, my name's Ian Forth, and welcome to Sombrero Fallout, where we listen to alternative music through the prism of intriguing themes. Hello there, how is everyone? Just went for a cup of coffee and on the way back I accidentally walked across the edge of some newly laid concrete and got an absolute volley, an absolute serve from the tradie guy who just laid the concrete. And yeah, in many ways, understandably so. So if you're listening to this, tradie guy, please do accept my profound apologies all over again. I do think that probably all he had to do was just smooth over that little edge end piece and I don't think he's going to be in too much strife for that. You can always blame me. Please do refer the supervisor to this podcast should there be any further difficulties. It's fine. You're just going to put some paving slabs over it anyway, I think. Okay, so on this episode, we will be listening to some all-time great female bass players. Now, as well as the usual suspects, so people like Kim Deal, Tina Weymouth, and Kim Gordon, we'll be hearing from some slightly lesser known bass players, it's fair to say. We'll be hearing from French Vanilla, Sunflower Bean, Cherry Glazer, ESG, Bush Tetras, Super Chunk, Kruang Bin, slightly more well known, Unrest, Automatic, Standard Fare, Wombo. And we are going to start with this. Eva Mulchan on bass there, and she is better known as Sneaks, that's the name of the band, and that was Tough Luck from the album Gymnastics from 2016, so a little while ago now, but she's still going, still sounding great. Now, big news, we've launched Vinyl Maelstrom, our sister podcast, and it's got off to a strong start, a lot of positive feedback already, so thank you very much for that. And if you go on to Spotify, or indeed to Apple Podcasts, where I would encourage you to leave a review. That would be very helpful. Nigel Marsh and Ollie Wern, for example, they've already left very favourable reviews, so thank you very much to those guys. And it really helps with a podcast when you're kicking off. So you can find 3 episodes up already, and there'll be another 1 or 2 by the time we next speak. Why are there so many female bands now? Is Unknown Pleasures any more than just a t-shirt? Why do older people hate new music? Little clickbaity, that headline, but you know what I mean, not all older people. And so that's all available, little 15-minute masterpieces. And you can listen to them while you're on the commute, while you're cooking a cheese omelette. Just a couple of serving suggestions there. And we're underway. So we're on that podcast path. If you could rate and review, that would be immensely helpful, either on Spotify or in particular on Apple Podcasts. That would be great, because then the algorithms kick in and people see it, and it, you know, becomes a virtuous circle. Lots of people to thank. I will just very quickly call out Nina, who's been, I'm going up to see her now to try and fix another little technical problem. To Cartini Digital, who, if you're looking for a design, strong recommend. She has done a brilliant job on that. Mog on Musical Stings, thanks Mog, great stuff. And Jamie, who's been helping with the websites on this and on Sombrero Fallout. We're going to have a new Sombrero Fallout revamped website very soon, which is very exciting news. And someone else, Alex, how could I forget my own son on production? So forgive the slightly elongated trailer, but it's exciting times. And if you could give it a listen, I would much appreciate it. And leave a review and a rate and a like, whatever you can, and all of those things. But more to the point, I really hope you enjoy the episodes and the on board for a new musical adventure, something to put in your podcast bin and get excited about every week. Let's hear another classic female bass player. From 2022 in the album Fairy Rust, that's Wombo and Snaky. And that's the sound of Sidney Chadwick there, and the sound of Louisville, Kentucky. That sounded good. We were going through a little phase of playing one or two of these bands. I know I've played Wombo once or twice recently. And guilty as charged for the next band.
Between us, wider. gets the odd email saying you're
the sound of Emma Cooper's bass playing in the band Standard Fare. Discovered recently she went on and formed partnerships with the old Hefner guy and also has a band called Mammoth Penguins, which I've listened to. It's pretty good. I think they came out with something last year. But that's from the Noyelle Beat from 2010 in Philadelphia. Very, very good. I'm not going to say too much for a little bit because I rather took up my available talking time by shamelessly plugging my new podcast up front. So we will plunge on to the next track. Now, recently I did have an episode which was about money, not enough or too much. The following track is actually called Too Much Money, so it would have made perfect sense to have played it then, but of course I did not, but I am playing it now. Ali Saxon of the American band Automatic, not to be confused with the Australian band of the same name from the early 90s, and she plays on bass alongside Izzy Glaudini and Lola Dompe in that LA outfit. We've played a couple of tracks from that before, and that's from the album Signal from 2019. Very, very good. Now, I did say I wasn't going to talk too much, but I cannot let the moment pass without referring to Coventry City, my team's magnificent performance in the semi-final of the FA Cup. 3-0 down against the most famous team in the world, arguably. Manchester United, with 20 minutes to go, came back to get the score to 3-3. Extra time, hit the underside of the bar. Thought we'd scored in the last minute, only for it to be ruled out by the technology by literally a centimetre. Heartbreak, lost on penalties, but won the hearts of a nation with our plucky underdog spirit. Did have to wait up with my sons Scott and Jamie till 3:30 in the morning, and Jamie had work the next day. It's not ideal, but thank you, Jamie, for hosting and cooking a nice dinner for us that night as well. Good lad. So I'm not too upset. I think that we had a day out at Wembley. Everyone loves us. And sorry if there's any Man United supporters listening, as I'm sure there will be. But I think we might have put a nail in the coffin of your manager there. Collateral damage. Enough football talk. Back to the music and this. From 31 years ago, 1993, that's So Sick by the band Unrest from their album Perfect Teeth, and that was the sound of Bridget Cross on bass, and she went on to play very good bass as well in the band Air Miami. Worth digging out if you missed out on it the first time. And I often you think I know everything about everything. I don't. I can't remember that band. I do the research and then I, you know, pass myself off as a bit of an expert. And I think that goes for a lot of, we've all got gaps. None of us is perfect in our musical knowledge. And it's great to unearth these from the great crate of musical things. Can't believe I have never actually played a track from the following artist on the show before. But according to the records, I haven't, so I'm putting it right now.
We'll be right back.
Driveway to Driveway, Superchunk, 1994, and the album Foolish. I'll tell you what's foolish is that I've temporarily, just for a moment, mind, I've just forgotten the name of the great bass player in Superchunk. I'm looking it up now. Go with me. Laura Balance, of course. And great bass playing there. From her, the singer guitarist is Mac McCowan. McCoffin. Mac, and he is actually, funnily enough, a friend of a fellow cricket commentator, Nestlers, and they knew each other way, way, way back at the start of the 90s. And then Mac went on to form Merge, the Merge record label, which became really the arguably the preeminent independent music label, along with Matador and a couple of others, I suppose, in the USA. Maybe if I'm particularly nice to Nestlers, he'll let me form a passage of introduction, and I'll get him either on this show or on Vinyl Maelstrom. Okay, slight change of genre, a little bit of funkiness into proceedings with the next couple of tracks.
Talk.
That was Moody from the band ESG, who flourished originally in the early 80s and then once again in the early 90s. And they were essentially four sisters called Scroggins. And it was Deborah, I think, on bass. Let me just check that for you listeners. Yes, it was. And then from roughly the same period, you heard the Bush Tetras. Bush Tetras are a small animal from Africa that the band liked. And just, yeah, so they were another American post-punk band, originally a no-wave band, but they introduced funk as well into their sound. And that was Laura Kennedy there on bass. And both of those bands were influential on the post-punk revival and the New York scene of the 2000s, not surprisingly. Woo, okay. Moving right along. Like us DJs like to say.
We'll be right back.
Cherry Glazer there, and Had $10 from 2014, and the bass was played by Sammy Perez. Thank you for them. We have had, we've had a deluge of comments on various platforms. What I'll do to start with, I'll just say thank you very much to people who have been contributing on Friends of Sombrero Fallout. Please don't get upset if, as I scroll down, I miss out your name. You're in my heart. So, comments from Marcus Theobald, Ian Moore, Stephen Pilling, Warwick Allen, from David Hughes, Steve Amphlett, Mark Davis, Mark O'Neill, I'm scrolling, Jan-Peter Prenger, Luke Finley, I know that Eric Gagnon-Poulin posted something, I haven't quite got that to hand, but it was very good. Doug Evans talking about Record Store Day there, which is always interesting. Tamsin Forth, oh, that's my wife. Thanks for commenting. Have we missed out anyone else from our Friends of Sombrero Fallout? Oh, Pinko Fowler. Must not overlook Pinko. Great supporter. And Stuart Dade. I might have mentioned him last time. Yes, I did. So there, that's great. Thank you for all those. I'll do them in tranches. That's Friends of Sombrero Fallout. There's probably more. So sorry, guys. And thank you for all the likes and all of those things as well. Let's get back to the next track.
You try hard to see, but
from 2016, Sunflower Bean, and from the album Human Ceremony, that was Easier Said, and it was Julia Cumming on bass and also lead vocals there. That sounded really good. Brooklyn band, lots of good. I'll do a Brooklyn episode at some time, very soon, I should think. Lots of other people to thank. I put out the word that I got a new podcast, and people have been contacting me on various other platforms apart from the Facebook site. Steve Hodgkins on the on Messenger, Connor Tonra, David Pisker, and Ian Bran commiserating on the football situation, and Doug Evans there. Then, over on good old-fashioned email, I've been having some messages of support. Where have I put it? Let me see if I can just quickly go down here. Chris Johnston, Lee Yo, Emma from the band Sari, Simon from Bobbins, who was in the original Sombrero Fallout. I think there's even suggestions they might be getting back together again. Stephen and Laurie from the Nightingale Experience. A lot of these people are getting some new music together. I'll probably do a listeners episode at some point before too long. Will Hindle, we last spoke when we were doing Jigsaws together. Bev Moon from the museum in Auckland, nice to hear from her again. Stephen Kelk, who also listens to the cricket, he's marking exam papers in Amsterdam. And in Amsterdam also is James Kahn. I wonder if they know each other. I rather think they don't. And so that's nice. Simon Reynolds, who we had on the show as an interviewee, the doyen of post-punk, he sent a nice little letter, nice note of support, as did Simon Bronson, who's just back from a dog walk, and Kenny Hegarty over in Singapore, who's a recent listener. Jerry Ford got it back in touch. It was nice. Colin O'Sullivan, who's got his show back, is about to happen, should have happened pre-COVID. It's actually going to become on Apple TV, so I'll tell you more about that nearer the time. Swallowing. Yeah, I think that's it for now. There's almost certainly others. And thank you for your verbal big ups as well. I know who I need to thank. I need to thank my book club and my music club and my cinema club. We'll do that. We'll do those next because I don't want to leave anybody out here. Thank you. Hold Me Up, Thank You by Kroang Bin from their just released album from 2024, Ala Sala. And that's especially for my wife Tamsin, for whom Kroang Bin are her new big crush, musically speaking. Don't think she's got a big crush apart from me. Why would she need anyone else? I did say I was going to finish off with one or two other thank yous. And sorry, it's been a little bit thank you heavy, but yeah, it's not every week you launch a new website. Thank you in particular to members of my music club who really got involved and wanted to hear what was going on. Not surprisingly, it being a music club, I guess. So Sampers and Seeds and Vizza and Dave all giving it the two thumbs up. And in particular, Humi, who really did get involved. You let logic and insights do the talking, which is the best way to do it. Turbocharged with enthusiasm as you are, and it will go big. A cross-section of science, psychology and art. Nicely done, Forthy. We all have a culturally conditioned life script. Do we all know that? And yeah, it's good stuff. Thanks very much, Humi. Thank you to some of my cricket people who've got involved. To my film people who've also got involved. And that's great, isn't it? Joshy, Fernie, Bergie, Marco-y, Ollie-y, Tommy, probably others too. So that was great. I'm sure there are other groups as well who I should be giving a shout out to. Now, to finish off this evening, I thought what we would do is play the trifecta of classic late 20th century female bass playing icons. And you probably can work out who they're going to be. So let's reel them off in a 1, 2, 3.
We'll be right back. guys in fancy houses, he dreams of days that he can still remember now. Oh, she holds a package in his quivering hands. Oh, she sends the package to the American man. Softly, he glides along the streets and alleys. Surely now or never more. The wind in my heart, the wind in my heart, the dust in my head, the dust in my head, the wind in my heart, the wind in my heart, comes to drive them away.
First, you heard Time by Pixies from their 1989 album Doolittle, with the bass playing prowess of Kim Deal. And if you wanted not familiar with all of her work, you can also catch her on The Breeders, which you probably will be familiar with, but also The Amps, which is an interesting side project as well. No longer plays with Pixies. And they've got a new bass player now. They've moved on from Paz, even, who when I last saw. But still, whenever they're in the neighbourhood, always worth checking out. But that was Kim. Segue into another Kim. Kim Gordon, the classic bass player from Sonic Youth. And that was the track The Empty Page from their post-9/11 album Murray Street. And then we finished off with Tina Weymouth from Talking Heads. And some of you will have seen the Stop Making Sense film when it did the rounds again recently. Great film. It's get a chance to catch it. And we saw Tina, who had never played the bass before when they put together the band, but rapidly became the platform, the linchpin on which the dynamic sounds that David Byrne had in his head could come together. So once again, apologies if this has seemed like a prolonged trailer for my other new podcast, Vinyl Maelstrom, but it's not every week you launch one of these things, so I wanted to give it a little bit of a boost. That has been fun. It's been fun, hasn't it? It's been a lot of fun. And I will see you all again in a fortnight's time, when we'll be talking about other things as well. Or I might see you and hear from you before then, with a couple of episodes dropping of Vinyl Maelstrom. Okay, cheers for now. Bye.